a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL's top stories on the coronavirus.
I'm Maria Chalaos with your daily coronavirus update. Utah is reporting 518 new cases of COVID-19. That's above the average of 380 cases over the last 7 days. The state reports more than 2 million vaccines have been administered, with 24,000 just in the past day. Four more people have died, and 141 people are hospitalized. The Iron County School Board is pausing COVID vaccination clinics on school grounds for now. Some board members say they are worried about being held liable for giving the vaccine if there are long-term problems with it. Board member David Staley says there hasn't been enough time to conduct any long-term studies.
It isn't saying that it couldn't happen here in Cedar City, just that as a school district, we were a bit uncomfortable with it initially without looking at other alternatives.
The board may resume vaccination clinics on school grounds, but they likely won't vote on it until the third Tuesday of May. As the situation continues to worsen in India, it's possible the Pfizer vaccine may be effective against the India variant. ABC's Inez de la Quatera has more from the foreign desk.
Ugur Sahin, co-founder of biotech, saying he is confident that the Pfizer vaccine is effective against the coronavirus variant first found in India, according to the AFP. This, as the World Health Organization says the variant has so far been identified in more than 17 countries and that India accounted for 38% of all COVID-19 cases reported globally last week. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
With your daily coronavirus update, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.